House Bill 3016. This bill creates a Community Mental Health Housing Fund Board responsible for administering Community Mental Health Housing Fund. So, let's see, Representative Crummell, are you here? Yeah, good. Why don't you come on up and tell us about the amendment, Representative?
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, State Representative Jerry Crummell, House District 26, which is Wilsonville, Sherwood, and over to Gaston, including Bull Mountain. You have before you the Dash 4 amendments to House Bill 3016. We've worked with the department based on your direction from was it Friday?
Friday.
Okay, Friday. We worked with the department to put together language that changed the board from a board of its own standing to an advisory board to the department, because that way it would give I guess some teeth into what the folks around this issue of housing for the chronically mentally ill is about and that sort of thing. And so, but it lays out very plainly, number one, that the money that's currently in the account would, or in the trust would flow into its own account and would be accounted for there. It also then lays out how the department is going to utilize those funds and the proceeds from the corpus of the fund. And then it also allows...
Refer us to pages as you're going how to follow up.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
The first part in Section 2 is dealing with the fund and the trust, creating the trust account and then what happens from the proceeds from the sale of the damaged hospital. And that's on page 1 and 2. And then at the top of page 2, starting with sub 3, it talks about the interest earned and how those, and you can see in A, B, how those funds are going to be utilized, and then what happens to interest earned on the funds, so it flows through that way. And then it directs the department to adopt the policies of establishing priorities for use of the interest to maximize matching private and public funding available for developing housing for persons with chronic mental illness, to administer the account in a manner that will not exceed the state treasury's maximum cost, and then to collaborate with the Housing Community Services Department to ensure highest return and best value. And then it is to the department is to report its revenues and expenditures to us. That's in sub 7 at line 30 on page 2. Then in section 3, it talks about the Community Mental Health Housing Trust Account Board and gives instructions to the governor for appointing the board and also one member from the House and one member from the Senate to be non-voting advisory members. And then it discusses the terms of office, and then section 4 discusses how with the first board the term of office when they expire. Section 5 then discusses the chairperson and majority quorum and voting and that sort of thing. Section 6 then discusses the account.
Well, stop if you have any questions as
we're
going along.
Please do.
Go ahead.
It says there that the Community Mental Health Housing Trust Account Board shall advise the Department of Human Services regarding, and then it's the investment of the Community Mental Health Housing Trust account, the progress of projects funded from the account, the priorities for expenditures from the account, the grantees of funding from the account, and then the distribution of housing within the Villebois community as well. Then it also has for potential integrated projects. And one of the things that we would like to do here, Madam Chair, on the Senate side, would be to define the term integrated. Because what the department generally generally is talking about is a project such as, I believe it's the Martha Washington in downtown Portland, where you have some homeless folks, you have chronically mentally ill, you have drug addicted folks. It's kind of an, and that would be an integrated project. Mm-hmm. And Madeline Olson is here, and so she can correct me if I'm wrong, as terms in terms of the name of the project and or the type of project. But we want to make sure that that's well defined in, right. in the statute.
Okay.
And then it defines that there will be staff support from the Department of Human Services, and I believe that the department is going to testify that there's little or no fiscal impact to the department of doing this. And then the rest of the bill is the way it was on Friday, from a standpoint of defining chronic mental illness and housing and that sort of thing. So with that, Madam Chair, the other thing is that is missing in this amendment that we would like to correct on the Senate side, Madam Chair, is that the appeal process didn't get put in here. And we had discussed with the department that if the department made a decision, and especially if the decision was counter to what the advisory board had advised them to do, but if the department made a decision that the board on its own motion, an individual from the board or a citizen would be able to could appeal the board the department's decision, and the department does support that the notion that there's somebody else that would look it over and say, wait a minute, you know, no, you went awry here of where you're supposed to be able to go with these funds.
Madam Chair.
Representative Cowan.
Thank you. Question just to appeal to whom? Where would that appeal be directed?
I believe...
Do we want to bring Madeline up?
Madam
right
Chair,
now to
and Rip, yes, that would be.
Madeline,
that would be
could
good.
You come on up, please?
And
I'm just curious.
That's fine, Madam Chair and Representative Cowan. If my memory is serving me correctly, that it would go through the Oregon Administrative Hearings process first, which allows for an administrative law judge to then look things over, and then there would be if either party wasn't satisfied with that outcome, then it would be a judicial review.
Madeline, could you respond to that, please?
Madam Chair, for the record, I'm Madeline Olson, the Deputy Assistant Director for Addictions and Mental Health Division as part of the Department of Human Services. My boss, Bob Nickel, the Assistant Director, agreed to on Friday, and what we would do is follow the Administrative Procedures Act and set up an appeals process under that act in accordance with the language that ends up in the bill that would ultimately, if things weren't settled at a lower level, would allow an administrative law judge to determine the rightness or wrongness of the appeal.
Great. Thank you. All right. Jerry, I'm going to come back to you now. In essence, tell us how this amendment is different from the original bill.
The primary difference, Madam Chair, between this and the original bill is that the original bill had contemplated a board that would, in and of itself, be regulating the use of the monies out of the damage account, and that it would and it would make decisions with regards to housing and that sort of thing. The department didn't feel that setting up a board in and of itself to do those sorts of things was necessarily a prudent way to go, and the possibility for a large fiscal did exist. So in working with the department, we crafted this so that we can get the advocates where they're wanting to go with having more say in making sure that the dollars that were set aside for housing for the chronically mentally ill actually goes for housing and isn't eroded away through rent subsidies and through some other actions by the department. And then in working with the department to set it up in an advisory capacity, because the department really has the staff and the know-how and the wherewithal to bring this all together and making sure that contracts are let on time to where they're supposed to be and that they can move forward with the actual development of housing for the chronically mentally ill.
So this meets the criteria that the advocates have had for this. The amendment does. But without setting up a separate board, that they would have the responsibility and control of dealing with those monies. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Any further questions?
And so, Madam Chair, I would just add that I hope that the committee will adopt the dashboard and send this bill happily on its way to a floor near you.
Any further questions? All right.
We'll be hearing from the department.
Yes. Okay, Madeline.
Stay here?
That's okay. Thank you, Jerry. Representative Kremel.
But I'll hang out in the back here.
Thank you.
Okay, good afternoon. Or I guess it's still morning, isn't it? What I just want to do is put on the record the department's agreement with the things that we just heard this morning. So we're completely in agreement with the intent of the original legislation. We fully support the use of the fund for community housing restricted to occupancy by persons with qualifying chronic mental disorders or mental illness. We are in support of dividing out the money in the funds with the current mental health housing fund, so there's a damage fund and a separate mental health housing fund. We'll work with Treasury to establish those new funds to contain the monies and the interest originating from the net proceeds deposited from the sale of the damaged property. In addition, we'll continue to ensure that these dollars within the structure of the new fund are appropriately expended in collaboration with the new advisory boards. I would like to go on record saying, as I did earlier, there will be no fiscal impact with these Dash 4 amendments, nor with the adjustments to those that were in support of on this, being made once the bill is in the Senate. We're very supportive of defining integrated housing in a way that everybody's in agreement with and understands. And as we agreed on Friday, we will work to establish the appeals process. Actually, we're looking forward to working with the new advisory board, and I would like to go on record as thanking the committee for your indulgence as we work through these processes, and to particularly thank Representatives Flores and Krummel for helping in this. And with that, I'm happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Ms. Olson. Any questions of Ms. Olson? And please thank Bob Nickel also for his work.
I will do that.
Trying to reach an agreement on this. Thank you very much, and thank you, Natalie. Any questions? Okay. I need to confer with Andy for a minute. Okay. Does anybody else need to testify? We have to be on the floor in 10 minutes. So if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to come up. But if you're happy with this, we're happy with it. And we understand that there will be some minor changes. There will be a definition integrated on page 29 of line 29 of page 4. Are we okay? All right. I just got in. Representative Jane Loken.
I just, Madam Chair, Jane Loken, formerly of District 25 and now in Madam Chair's district, which is not 25 anymore.
No, it isn't.
But I do thank the committee for hearing us and for considering this. This is a project that we have worked long and hard since 1999 to preserve the corpus of the trust and to be sure that the needs of our housing, to the extent that the trust provides, meets the needs of people with chronic mental illness. And so we will continue to work on that, and we will bring forward these amendments in the Senate side and work with the department to satisfy that need. So again, thank you so much.
And thank you, Representative Loken.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I'm wondering if the representative would mind if we also recognize you as Landside Loken, which is how I know you.
That's an inside joke. I think I won my last campaign by 100 votes.
Thank you, Representative Loken. Colleagues, this has to go to Ways and Means, contrary to what Ms. Olson testified, and I couldn't change that, unfortunately. But it is a joint committee, so when it goes to Ways and Means, it will be through the process. So you will have a chance there when it goes to Ways and Means to make the changes that you are advocating for, and we will certainly advocate for those also. But we have no choice but to send it to Ways and Means. So, with that said...
Well, Madam Chair, I'd move then the -4 amendments into House Bill 3016.
Representative Olson moves the -4 amendments to House Bill 3016. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Representative Gelser is excused.
And Madam Chair, then I would move House Bill 3016 as amended to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Great. Representative Olson moves House Bill 3016 as amended to the Committee on Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Susan, would you call the roll, please?
Representative
Callen?
Aye.
Representative Gelser?
Excused.
Representative
Gilliam? Aye.
Representative
Kotek?
Aye.
Representative
Miller?
Aye.
Representative Olson?
Aye.
Representative
Aye. House Bill 3016, as amended, having received the constitutional majority, passes. It goes to Ways and Means. So thank you all very much. I know how hard you've worked, all of you, and I really appreciate you working collaboratively to come out with a product that is satisfactory. So I know it's taken a lot of years and a lot of work. So thank you all.
Thank you.
Any last minute business? I think we meet again Wednesday at 8:30, correct?
For Senate bills.
For Senate bills, yes. So I will close the House Committee on Human Services and Women's Wellness. Thank you all.